This is Mornings with Matt, taking you through the top news of the weekend and getting you ready for the week ahead. Good morning and happy Monday. Welcome to the latest edition of Mornings with Matt, a foul ball area production designed to catch you up on what happened over the weekend and get you ready for the week ahead. Now, before we get into today's baseball news, make sure you've got your coffee, bagel, eggs, whatever you're having for breakfast this morning. If you don't already, go ahead, hit pause, go get your breakfast, come back, and let's talk about some baseball. All right, now let's get into the weekend's and this week's baseball news. The biggest headline of today, it is trade deadline day. August 31st is the 2020 Major League Baseball trade deadline. This afternoon at 4 p.m. is the deadline for all trades in the 2020 MLB season. So far, the San Diego Padres have been the most active team. They have completed three trades, and as of Sunday night, they were in talks for a fourth. They have acquired reliever Trevor Rosenthal from the Kansas City Royals, designated hitter Mitch Moreland from the Boston Red Sox, and catcher Jason Castro from the Los Angeles Angels. For Trevor Rosenthal, they gave up outfield prospect Edward Olivares and a player to be named later. Rosenthal is considered by many to be the best reliever on the market this season. He has a 3.29 ERA with 7 saves and has struck out 21 batters in 13 and 2/3 innings pitched. As for Mitch Moreland, the Padres bringing him in as their full-time designated hitter for the rest of the season. He's batting 3.28 with a 4.30 on-base percentage, 8 home runs, and 21 RBIs this season. The Padres have not been in the playoffs since 2006. They're currently 21-15 on the year, in second place in the National League West, 5 games back of the Dodgers. They are expected to make the postseason this year, and they are making all these trades trying to make a push at a successful playoff run. The Texas Rangers are considering trading pitcher Lance Lynn and first baseman Joey Gallo. The White Sox, Twins, and Padres are considered the teams to be in on Lynn. Lynn is having somewhat of a career resurgence this year. He's 4-1 on the season with a 1.93 ERA, 56 strikeouts, in 51 and a third innings pitched. Meanwhile, for Joey Gallo, the Tampa Bay Rays are reportedly interested in the first baseman slugger, who is only batting 188 this year, but he has 7 home runs and 16 RBIs. The Rays currently have the best record in the American League at 24-11. They are 3.5 games ahead of the New York Yankees. Bringing in Gallo would only bolster what is already a very good Tampa Bay team. Well, Major League Baseball made it one day without any postponements, but on Sunday, the Oakland A's and the Houston Astros had their game postponed after a member of the A's organization tested positive for COVID-19, causing the game to be pushed back. Major League Baseball has dealt with multiple postponements over the past week due to weather and player protests regarding social justice and the Black Lives Matter movement. And of course, throughout the season, there have been tons of postponements due to COVID-19 outbreaks around the league. This is just the latest in a number of outbreaks in the 2020 Major League Baseball season. It's unclear right now how many games will be postponed for the Oakland A's, but based on previous outbreaks, it doesn't look too good, and there should be at least a couple of more games postponed before they are able to return to action this season. And we can't end today's episode without paying respect to a great actor that we lost this weekend. Chadwick Boseman, the actor who portrayed Jackie Robinson in the movie 42, passed away this weekend due to colon cancer. He was 43 years old, so our thoughts and prayers with his family and friends during this time. That's going to do it for today's episode of Mornings with Matt. That's all the biggest news around Major League Baseball right now. Make sure to stay here at foulballarea.com throughout the day as the trade deadline nears. We will have blog posts updating you on the biggest trades that are going down. I'm sure there will be some big names traded throughout the day. We've seen names like Mike Clevinger linked in a lot of rumors. A bunch of other players could be on the trading block as we get closer to 4 p.m. Eastern time this afternoon. So make sure to stay here at foulballarea.com. We'll keep you updated on everything going down at the serious trade deadline. Make sure to tune in to the latest episode of the Foul Ball Area podcast this Wednesday at foulballarea.com as Trey Lyle joins me. We will recap everything that happened at this year's trade deadline as well. That's all for today's episode of Mornings with Matt. I'm Matthew Atkins. We'll see you next week.
Get your fill of baseball news and beer reviews at foulballarea.com. Follow our blog for all the latest news around all levels of baseball and read about some of our favorite ballpark beers. Tune in to the new episode of the podcast every Wednesday wherever you get your podcasts as Matthew Atkins and Trey Lyle take a deep dive into the topics of the day. Stay up to date with all the happenings at Foul Ball Area by signing up for our mailing list, liking us on Facebook, and following us on Twitter and Instagram at Foul Ball Area.